Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie will have to decide whether to swipe onto the next story or stay and hear more. Parker gets to be the tiebreaker if these two just can't decide. Real quick before we get into Swiper Stay, because I didn't want this story on the Swiper Stay portion because it's kind of weird. Kyle Busch, the famous NASCAR driver, did pass away unexpectedly yesterday at the age of 41. We don't have much details as to why. We just know that he was in poor health and it was very rapid. We'll keep you updated if more stuff comes out next week, but
it was very strange because we found out he passed away late in the afternoon, and about 4 hours prior to that, there was news that he had been admitted to the hospital with a severe illness. We'll put that in air quotes. Right. And then within 4 hours, he had passed away. So it was, if you're a NASCAR fan, I mean, yeah, that's a race fan. That's pretty shocking.
It's rough. All right. On to the more lighthearted stuff.
Benign, yes.
Famous guitar company sparks major controversy.
Ooh.
How many? There's Gibson, there's Les Paul. Les Paul is Gibson. I should stay.
I'm going to stay. Plus, you play guitar, so we'll dive into this story for you, Frank. Stay.
He's an axe man.
Thank you. Let me go down a real rabbit hole. Okay, so this is this is really interesting when it comes to trademark stuff.
Okay.
So Fender right now is quickly becoming the most hated guitar brand in the world. This is thanks to a lawsuit that they won. So back in March, Fender scored a default judgment against Chinese-based Yiwu Philharmonic Musical Instruments Company in the Dusseldorf region in Germany. That set out that the Fender Stratocaster was no longer a simple trademark, but a copyrighted work of applied art. This is very important.
Wow. Okay.
Therefore, in recent weeks, after that ruling in Europe, multiple guitar makers have received letters from the law firm Bird & Bird informing them of the EU ruling and demanding that as a result, the brands in question cease producing guitars that use that type of guitar body. They have to recall and destroy any existing unsold inventory, provide sales data on how many of these instruments have been sold, and provide financial restitution for damages and legal fees. Now,
I have two birds for you.
Yeah, if you're on the live stream and you're not sure what I'm talking about, this is what we're talking about.
All right.
Okay.
It is the stock image that you think of when you think electric guitar. So Fender is coming out and saying, well, if this shape is a work of art, nobody can use this shape.
It's like a basic guitar shape, right? Like
it is the most copied basic guitar shape.
All acoustic guitars look exactly the same.
They all look exactly the same. So everybody's speaking out against Fender. Two very important YouTubers that I even subscribe to have gone out on a limb and said, this is probably going to ruin my relationship with Fender, but this has to be stopped. It's a huge issue right now. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but Fender is really pissing people
Stay
off.
Story,
that is very weird.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
Yeah, no,
look
that's
at us
fascinating.
Talking about business and trademarking.
Wow. Business and arts and guitars and YouTube.
It's like we know
all
stuff.
All right. Moving on, the Britney Spears DUI arrest footage was released, and yes, we do have audio.
Since you have audio, I'm going to stay. Otherwise, I don't like to take...
We'll stay.
Oh, yeah! There we go.
Pressure.
All right. The audio quality is not great, but if you listen close... Listen! It's from the department, from on the scene. Listen closely, and you'll hear the exchange.
I take Lamictal and Prozac every morning, okay? I'm like a step for life.
Okay.
Baseline is Prozac.
Okay.
Every 60% of women take Prozac.
Okay. Therefore, it is extremely dangerous to human life to drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both. If you continue to drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both, and as a result of that driving someone is killed, you could be charged with murder. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I know. My mom accidentally killed a man on a bike.
Okay. Now I'm just going to read you
but
what
I did
called.
I never did that before.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's
this
good,
is
I
true.
Guess, that she never killed a man on a bike.
This is true. Her mom did kill somebody on a motorcycle. in a driving accident.
Wow. Did she basically call herself a Stepford wife?
She 100% literally did. What did she take besides Prozac every morning? I missed that first thing she took. She said, I take something in Prozac every morning.
I believe what was found in her system was Adderall. I think it's Adderall and Prozac.
Adderall, Prozac every morning. Wow. Okay.
So that's why the police officer said, if you continue to do this, yes, sir. I know my mom actually killed somebody on a bike, but I've never done that before.
Well, there's still time, Brittany. That's the good news.
At least we know how we got all the dancing videos on social media at one point.
Wow.
See, aren't you glad you stayed?
Wow.
No.
All right, we've got 1 minute. Neighboring state proclaims state sandwich thanks to TV show.
Oh, yes. I'm down.
Stay.
Illinois has made the proclamation that the Italian beef sandwich is the official sandwich of the state of Illinois thanks to the show The Bear, which is set at a famous beef shop. Brian, real quick, you've lived throughout the state of Illinois. Does it deserve the title?
Anything south of Cook County, they're going to tell you it's the horseshoe.
The horseshoe was named as the official open state sandwich, so it did get recognition as
I would say, I was going to say the hot dog, but then again, that's a Chicago thing. The beef is a good pick, but not because of the bear. The bear sucks.
Okay. You heard it here first. That's Swiper Say.